This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hitworm, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Hello to our listeners, jumping on in Boston at WAAF, Boston's legendary rock station. Also 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, and our friends at 97.9 CPR Rocks in Biloxi, Mississippi. Big show for you, bad jokes on the way, Ted versus the FCC. Of course, another round of Profile This, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. Our question today, why were the police there to arrest somebody? We'll let you know how we got there, but first back to Kurt. Kurt is at a show in Fort Collins, Colorado, and as you leave the story, Kurt, you're basically up kind of close to where Vince Neil is on stage. Somehow there is a woman behind you, and she's starting to get a little frisky. In the meantime, a shorter gentleman is trying to push his way up to the front, and I guess you kind of got into a scuffle with this guy?
Exactly. So, yeah, I'm there rocking out with my you-know-what out, although it was now. I promised Mike I'd keep it clean, so that's as far as I'm going with that. Anyway, I take offense with the short guy. Scuffle breaks out. The bouncers, they only see me. So this big bouncer, you know, I'm like 6 foot tall. This bouncer comes at me with his arms straight out, and he's like 6 foot four. So quite a bit taller than me. And my instinct at this time, not knowing he's a bouncer, is to grab his arms as they're reaching for me. And I pull him to the ground. And then that was the cue for the rest of the bouncers to basically break my ribs and cart me out of the venue.
Okay.
Take me out.
With an erection. Right, with an erection.
I've never gotten a fight with an erection before. That's impressive stuff there, Kurt.
Nah, it was gonna it dissipated rather quickly after that.
I bet it did.
So the cops show up and they're, you know, talking to the bouncers. They basically look at me and say, "Okay, we got this dirtbag rock and roll guy. We're taking him to jail." Well, they put me in the car. I'm handcuffed. I'm cuffed and stuff, as Brosco Pico Train would say, and. Thank God the girl that was doing her thing from behind me, she comes out because I'm wondering what's taking so long, and she's talking with the cops and finally gets the cops to understand that, no, there's this other guy. There's this other dude. He was the cause of the whole thing. You know, the bouncers, they weren't dressed in any way to know that they were bouncers. Everyone's in regular clothes. So the cops let me go. So technically, I didn't get arrested, but I would have been.
How did Vince Neil help?
Yeah, like, what did he come in?
That's what I'm getting at. So the girl decides she's going to finish watching the show, and even though I didn't get arrested, they wouldn't let me back in to watch the rest of the show. Meanwhile, so when the show ends, I go home. I go home first, and then the show ends, and one of my friends says, "Hey, Vince Neil is going to the Hunt Club, which is the gentleman's club in Fort Collins."
You don't say. I was wondering what kind of club Vince Neil might go to.
You know what? I was thinking maybe line dancing.
Girls, girls, girls. I thought he was buying Girl Scout cookies. I'll be damned.
Tag along, Zan.
So I decide, well, what have I got to lose? Yeah, let's go to the club. But he was too young to go, so I went to the club by myself. And I get there, and Vince Neil isn't there yet. So I'm like, okay, that was bad info. So I sit down at one of the tables, and I'm sitting at the table, and I see through the door the bouncers from the original venue where the concert was start filing in. And they see me, and they're just, like, looking at me and talking to the bouncers at the strip club, telling them about what happened, and on and on and on. And I'm like, ah, crap. So I'm ready to just get up and go. And then Vince Neil finally shows up with his hired guns at the band.
Yeah.
He sees me, and he recognized me because he saw the whole thing from the stage and knew what had happened. So he came over, sit down next to me, like we knew each other, and just started hanging out, and we sit there and had some beers and watched the dancers. And
you know what, man? Listen, I'm happy to hear that that's how that worked out. But in my limited interactions with Vince Neil, I'd have been like, you know what, dude, thanks. I'm just going to go ahead and go. I mean, like, you know, because I don't want to be obligated to sit with you all night. Like, I am glad that that is how that worked out. But just like, you know what, Vince, man, thanks, dude. I'm going to go.
You're the man.
In fact, I'm going to go pick another fight with your bouncers.
Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Cody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello?
Hola.
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 So who's arrested?
The story is about 4 years ago. It's about this old man that used to live in apartments. And this old, one of my old neighbors, he chose to take some bath salts and to jump out of his window butt naked and run around the apartment complex.
Did you get to see any of this?
Yes. I heard the glass shatter and I looked out my window and could see a man running around naked.
How long are you watching your naked neighbor roll around? Like, how long did you run around the park before the cops show up? And why is it that everyone who does bath salts has to get naked?
Well, I looked out my window and I was looking for about like 10 seconds and I was like, we got to call the cops. He's obviously on something. So I yell out to my dad, and he calls the cops, and he's running around, and he just stops, and he craps on the ground.
Okay.
You ever seen a man run around, and then he stops, and now he's pooping?
Have you ever watched another grown man poop before? Was this the first time for you?
It was definitely the first time for me, yeah.
I'm not sure that I've ever watched a grown man poop before.
It was pretty scarring.
All right, what did he do?
You could have turned away, but my money says you were still.
Yeah, I turned away. I didn't watch him do it. I just saw him crouch down, and then I.
Now, what does he do? What does he do after he poops? Does he
scoot on the grass
again?
Does he scoot on the grass like a dog that's got a hanger?
He's running around the apartment complex.
He just kept running.
Yeah.
And how long before the cops get there?
Like 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. All right, now here's my question. And listen, man, and because I say this to any cop I meet, and I believe this sincerely, when someone is naked, you're the only people that deal with them. I know how I feel about having to deal with that situation. Like, to me, it says instantly, I'm not asking you to stop, nothing. The taser comes up, you're going down, I'm not touching your naked ass. So what do they try to convince them to stop? Do they have to tackle them? What?
Do you need to answer that?
No, it's we're in the car. It was calling to the car. I'm fine. Well, they tackled him because he wouldn't stop. He got on top of a car, and they climbed back up on top of the car and took him down.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because I'm a cop, and there's a naked person, and they're standing in a car, and, like, now I have to deal with them, and I'm thinking to myself, why is this my job?
Okay, my question for you is this. You spent a lot of time watching this naked man. Would you consider him to be a grower or a shower based on the amount of time you saw him? Because I would assume if you're more of a shower, it would be more natural to get more naked and run around.
But what do bath salts do? Like, do you get a massive erection? You get sweaty? You get naked?
Was this like a big guy, a skinny guy? What'd you have run in front of you?
He was probably like 6 foot even. He was an old guy, so I mean.
How old are we talking?
He looked about like 70.
Oh my God.
Oh, so he was just grabbing.
See, again, I'm a cop, and here's a 7-year-old man, testicles sitting on top of the car because he's standing. Like, I'm not dealing with this. Yeah. I'm not dealing with this.
It's amazing he didn't cut himself and, you know, do all that, too. Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
I know bath salts, I mean, in the scheme of drugs, are a reasonably new phenomenon, right, as far as things go, but what's going on in your life that at the age of 70, you decide to try?
Because
it's not like he's been doing bath salts since he was 20 years old. They haven't been around that long. So, like, what are you doing at age 70 where it's like, you know what, man? I'm going to try bath salts.
Somehow you dodged a bullet.
Good God, man. Hello, Drake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so my story isn't the most interesting story, but it was actually pretty bogus what happened my first time ever and only time ever being arrested. I was walking through a neighborhood, actually my grandma's neighborhood, out in North Tacoma. I don't know if you guys know where the walking bridge is over Highway 16, right before the Narrows Bridge.
No.
No, but I can piece it together.
It's North Tacoma. Anyway, I'm walking across, my girlfriend of the time, her and I get in this big argument about something stupid, and apparently a state patrolman was driving down Highway 16, and he spotted us arguing on top of the bridge. Well, he comes and he loops all the way around, and the next thing I know, there's a cop behind me saying, you know, put your hands behind your back and all this crap. And so they put me in the car or whatever, and I see them questioning my girlfriend. Well, 5 minutes go by, and I look by, and my girlfriend at the time is nowhere to be seen. And I'm thinking, what the heck's going on here?
Hang on, that can't go down on the radio.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, please continue.
My bad.
Okay, we got you.
Anyway, so next thing I know, I'm being transferred to another car, and they didn't tell me why they were taking me or nothing. They just brought me over to the Pierce County Jail, and that Monday I had a court date, and basically they told me, you know, this is just going to be kind of a slap on the wrist type thing. It'll be easy.
What was the charge?
Yeah,
what were you charged with?
So it was a assault for misdemeanor for my girlfriend and I literally arguing.
So you didn't touch her. She didn't touch you.
Well, I believe touching them is battery.
No fighting involved or anything like that. We were just, you know, having a confrontation. We were yelling at each other, but, you know, we weren't actually.
That's crazy that a couple was yelling at each other.
What about your girlfriend? Did she get charged as well?
Nope. You know, I found out that because we're in a woman's state, we actually, in that kind of confrontation, they have to take somebody to jail. And because I was the male, they just took me to jail. Basically to tell me, oh, don't do it again.
Okay. And how long were you at the jail?
I was there actually for only a couple hours. I ended up being bailed out at like midnight.
How much did that cost you?
Luckily, because it was actually over the weekend, I probably would have had to stay there all weekend.
Hey, Drake, how much was the bail?
What was that?
How much was your bail to get out?
It was $1,000, but because no files or no charges were filed, they ended up giving it back.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA. Hold the line. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
OLA, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
This might be the most insane example of stealing work supplies you've ever heard. A customer service manager at a post office in New Orleans was just busted for stealing over $500,000 worth of stamps. And then selling them online and using the money to fund his gambling habit. His name is Ryan Cortez. Over the course of 6 or 7 years, he stole a total of $630,000 worth of stamps and then sold them on eBay. And if we're talking about normal forever stamps, that means he stole over 1.2 million of them.
Damn.
PayPal and eBay notified the government after they noticed he'd been selling significant quantities of stamps, so they then investigated. And even though his salary was $70,000 a year, they found out he'd lost more than $650,000 at a casino since 2011, including about $220,000 last year alone. He is facing up to 10 years in jail for embezzlement, and it's one of the largest thefts by a postal worker in U.S. history. Our question, why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hey, Thrill.
Hola.
By the way, man, you rock. I saw you at Red Fest.
Right on, brother. Thank you, man.
Year.
I enjoy playing,
and
man.
Cartman was right about token.
Playing bass. I got you. It took me a second.
I figured you'd get it. Anyway, so let's roll back to 1992. I was a high schooler. So the cops showed up at two of my buddies' houses already. my one buddy, they informed his mother that, you know, he'd been sleeping with a girl. And my buddy responded, but...
Here he said,
no.
Now.
I did not. I couldn't understand.
Oh, I'll write that down. Okay. I'll write that down. Hold on. Here you go.
All right. What did he say now?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Maybe not. Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Wow.
I'll hit this, though, anyway.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker. Mother... And... Please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brenda. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi, how are you?
Hola.
Hola, hola. So, the police, let's roll back like that other person said.
Oh, no. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. You don't understand what he said. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. I didn't. You're right. I was 50 years old, let's say early 50s. I'm 63 now, so it wasn't too long ago. And I was very intoxicated with my then at the time boyfriend. And he had been doing some extracurricular activity outside of our relationship, shall we say. And we had gotten into an argument, and so he threw that in my face and basically said that he had been, let's say, dinking all the women. And I felt that adrenaline rush that, if you've never felt that, it kind of went from the top of my head down to my feet and right back up. And at that point, I don't know what happened, but my arms must have came up, and I boxed both of his ears, and the blood came out of his ears, and at that point, I wanted him out of my home, because it was my home, and he wouldn't leave, and so I decided I would call the police, which wasn't very bright, but that's what happens when you're drunk. You don't make good choices. And when I called the police, I decided, I'm going to go to jail. And so I hung up. And, of course, they called back.
And then they showed up.
Well, yeah, I told them that there was not a problem. And, of course, they didn't believe that. And
based on the fact that boyfriend had blood coming out of both of his ears.
Yeah, exactly. I got arrested that night, and I went to jail for domestic violence. And I spent a couple of days in jail, and then they wanted me to go to drug alcohol treatment, but I did not want that. I wanted to volunteer for anger management, and I finally got to go, and out of that program, I actually did something I couldn't do the last 6 years of our 11-year relationship, which was call him up and tell him that we were finished.
Okay.
Wait, do you really need anger management class based on the circumstance of what happened to make you angry?
I felt I did. I've never been that angry with anybody ever. I'm a pretty laid-back person. You know,
I hear what you're saying. It's not that, but I think the reason you haven't felt that way before, I'm guessing, is that generally you're not having a conversation with a significant other who's telling you that I've had sex with, like, 15 other... Like, anyone's going to get angry in that
Brenda,
moment.
That's why that some places they have what's known as temporary insanity. So, okay, let's just assume you come... that's serious. Let's assume you come home, and we live together, and I'm in bed with a neighbor. All right? If you lose
Hey, neighbor.
If you lose it, you might have a case for temporary insanity. I don't know the laws, but I'm going to guess that that's one of the reasons that law exists, because you're not in your right state of mind when something is in front of you that just takes you to a different level.
And generally, it is something that deals with the relationship with a significant other,
or
something
member.
Biological, someone's attacking your kid, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty well it.
Damn, I should have had you as my lawyer.
I don't know about that, you know.
Yeah.
Now, Brenda, are you still drinking a lot?
No, once I got rid of him, my drinking is pretty much curtailed and taken care of itself. Because I was raised around five boys, brothers, and so I always liked doing what the guys do, and I still like doing what the guys do. But
you just say it. You like to pee standing
I'm on my
up.
Own.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm on my own now. I am single and celibate for 12 years since I dumped him, and so yeah, I don't. I don't hang around drunk guys anymore.
Hey, okay. I know people that have been in a relationship for 12 years that are
still celibate. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's where they lend the cobwebs for the Halloween decorations.
I know single people. I know more single people that are not celibate than people in relationships that are.
Yeah. Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
My first apartment living out on my own. My mom was really concerned about my safety and all that. And so at 11 o'clock at night, probably about a couple weeks after I moved in, I hear this foghorn coming out of the cop car out on the street there. And they raided my neighbor. I thought they were coming for me for some reason, but they raided my neighbor. They were cooking meth right across from where I sleep every night.
Why did you think they were coming for you?
Because the way the apartments are set up, it's like they were like shining the bright spotlights on both of our houses. So it was like, I don't know what you guys think I did, but you know.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Well, see, my first thought would be something's going on outside. They're combing the building. It's very close, obviously, but.
Well, generally you're calm. Whatever it is, even if they think it's me, I know it's not. This is obviously a misunderstanding. Things should be fine. Doesn't always work out that way, but that's the thought.
Mm-hmm. When we were in Baltimore, there would be nights where there would be a police chase going on, and typically it would involve some cars. And then once things got out of whack, neighborhoods, back fences, they would bring in the helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would be watching the news, and then all of a sudden you'd realize, "Hey, man, that's my neighborhood." And then you walk outside and spotlights everywhere, and you're like, wow, this is cool. You know, meanwhile, like, they're looking for something.
My father had a spotlight on him once. He was taking out the trash. They're looking for whoever. And it was almost like a UFO movie. Like, you see him walk
low flying, man.
But, like, this light pops on.
And there's wind, so you can't really, I mean, like, it's a big gust of wind. Like, you don't realize how much wind a helicopter has until it flies, like, 30 feet over your place.
I blew the lid off the trash can. That was making him mad because there's rats everywhere, right? So, when my father walks, he's like, I don't know who they were looking for. I just wanted to get the goddamn lid on the goddamn trash can. But they had it on him for a while. And I'm like, he does not fit the description of anyone you're looking for.
It's so weird because they did a live cut in. And, we're watching TV, man. There's a live cut in. There's spotlights, and look outside, like the spotlights are hitting the apartment building. Like, oh, god damn it. And then just open up the door, like, yeah, I knew it. You could tell from overhead. I knew exactly where that is. That's here.
But you had to listen to see what it was, because every once in a while there'd be a severe kidnapping thing. And the problem is, like anything, once you decide you're mad at the world, now all of us have to stay inside of the apartment. Like, come on, man. Yeah. I want to get a pack of smokes.
I need to go to the Royal Farms.
You're mad at someone who's not me. You're like eight doors down. I haven't done anything.
I just want a beer.
I want a cigarette.
Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So about 10 years ago, I lived in a cul-de-sac of about 14 houses. Peaceful neighborhood. Good place to grow up. One day, me and the people across the street from me are all out in the driveway smoking marijuana. And one of the neighbors from down the street had apparently called the cops on himself and told them on the phone, you MFers need to come to my house and I'm going to beat all of you guys up.
But he called the cops to tell them to come to his place so he could beat them up?
Correct.
Okay.
The cops are like, what the hell? So they come to our neighborhood.
Looking for a white man.
We're on the other end of the cul-de-sac. And we're like, whoa, dude, all of a sudden all these cops pull up. We're like, whoa, dude, like, hey, put this stuff away. We're about to get in trouble. And they start surrounding the neighbor's house. And we're like, whoa, that's kind of odd. So we're watching. And we notice up on the roof, our neighbor is up there, like, beating his chest, like King Kong, yelling at the cops. Come and get me, climbs off of his roof, gets out onto the street, and takes off running towards us. We're in the cul-de-sac. So now we're like, oh, this is not good. So there's like eight cops chasing my neighbor, who's probably only 24 at the time, down the road. He gets down directly in front of the neighbor's, in front of my house and the neighbor's house. So now we're 12 feet away from this situation. And he sits down, and he's like, hold on, you guys, just wait a second. sits down on the pavement, catches his breath. The cop's like, what's going on? He's like, hold on, just let me catch my breath, and I'm going to get up, and I'm going to beat all you guys up. So we're out there, you know, we're baked. We're like, what in the hell is going on right now?
No, wait, are the cops waiting for him?
Well, yeah, they're like, they circled around him. They made a circle around him.
So I guess they took this guy away?
And what's that?
I guess they took this guy away?
Well, like, they go to, all right, man, that's enough. Just turn over, lay on your back. And he springs up to his feet and is like, no, all you guys, back up. Does a backflip. Like, from a standing position, does a backflip. And then starts, like, jumping around, like, just crazy. And then after about 5 minutes of this, he decides, you know what? F it. Puts his hands up and starts going towards one of the cops. Three of the cops pull out their tasers and tase him. And he just, like, goes into Hulk mode. Is like, you think that's going to stop me? And continues going at the cops. And eventually, yeah, they rolled him, wrestled him down, and arrested him. And he has no recollection of it.
I was going to say, did you ever see this guy again?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was my neighbor for 18 years.
So wait, he has no recollection? Did he say what drugs he was on when this happened?
Like, don't do PCP, kids, or anything like that?
So we asked him, and he was like, no, dude, I just smoked a blunt, and then...
No, he didn't.
Next thing I know, I'm waking up in the hospital.
That's not what happened.
That is not weed. That is laced with something. That does sound like PCP. At the minute that you want to be confrontational...
Or bath salts.
Yeah, man, I don't know. Bath salts are something weirder
like,
than
something
that,
like
though.
Spice or what? Synthetic marijuana. There's something more to it. He didn't smoke weed. There's no way. Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
I'm just shocked that the cops literally let this guy go through his thing.
No, when you're listening,
you know what I mean? Like, you make a circle. He's doing backflips, and I know he's doing his faux kung fu, but the fact that they let him.
Yeah. Listen to the crap that being a police officer entails on a day-to-day basis.
That's what I said, being a cop to me. I get it as a kid, because when you watch TV, it's always significant, and you're disrupting kidnappings or preventing a robbery or a hospital. But real life is there's naked people, and there's high people, and there's drunk people, and you get to deal with all of them.
And because of the way that the laws work, you know what I mean? If you want to go home and take the edge off, you're going to have to sit down and maybe want to have a drink or two. Just to be able to calm the hell down and get your nerves because you've tackled a naked guy, you've done all this stuff. And what it leads to, like anything else, is more you're dependent on that. You know what I mean? You put in a high risk of you know, you need that drink every night.
Yes.
You can't go home and smoke a goddamn joint and just chill out and go, God almighty, naked people, leave me alone. Like, you can't even relax. Like, you know, the laws won't even allow a cop to go home and smoke a joint. And if anybody needs a joint, it's somebody who's had to deal with that crap all day.
I just feel like, you know, the cops have all these different departments, right? So you can be a detective, you can do homicide, you can do narcotic. They should have, like, the naked guy division. Like, listen, if the call that you get involves someone being naked and acting a fool, like, look, man, this is for the naked division. Because I don't want to have, like, if I'm not part of the naked division, I don't want to have to deal with that, right? Ever.
Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Josh. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
So, yeah, I got the cops called on me.
Shocking.
Had a really long day at work on a Saturday. My buddy was having a party. Had a brand new Jaeger machine.
You have a brand new Jaeger machine. No. How did you get a hold of one of those things?
This was 15 years ago.
Okay, but how did you get a hold of one?
I don't know. It was my friend. It was at his house. So, we drank a lot, smoked a lot. And for some weird reason, at like 2 or 3 in the morning, everybody was asleep but me. I wandered outside to my car, trying to get probably a bottle of water or something. And his neighbors, I must have been loud trying to do it, because I really don't remember that much. And his neighbors called the cops on me. They thought I was trying to steal a car. So they were yelling out their window at me to leave the car alone. And I just tried to wander back to my friend's house. Well, I wandered down the wrong side of the fence line, and I ended up in the backyard of the people who were yelling at me.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't good. I tripped over a bunch of kids' toys and stuff, made a commotion. Oh, the cop showed up. It's the first thing I remember is the cop showing up. And he was telling me to freeze, and I was pretty much incoherent. Well, he hit me kind of like, you know, you guys are Ravens fans, so kind of like Ray Lewis would hit a normal-sized person.
Okay.
And he ran the license plate and then ran my number and just like, you drunk idiot.
So you don't get arrested, I'm guessing.
Well, yeah, he threw me in the back of the car. I didn't live at home. I was only 20, but he called my parents anyway. Had my dad pick me up at like 3:30 in the morning.
I bet your dad was elated.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I bet he was real happy about that.
I crawled into the back seat of his truck, and he kicked me out at my house. And then showed up at about 7 in the morning, yelling at me, calling me an idiot, trying to steal cars. And I had no clue of what even had happened.
Are you glad that Jaeger's out of fashion now?
Very much so.
It's not that it's bad. It's just I don't see it being poured like quite with the frequency of 15 years ago when you bring this up.
Well, you have Fireball in place. Like, there's always the drink where you're not going to just do one of them. And for a while, Jaeger's like, look, we know you're not going to do a shot. This is the first of 7. That's why we have the machine.
Right, exactly.
Do you think, as a parent, do you think it's worse if the cops call you to pick up your kid, they still live at home, or you don't even live with me anymore, why are they calling me?
I think it's worse if you're a parent, if the cops call you about your child, no matter how old they are. I don't think that ever goes away. I don't think there's an imaginary line on a number that changes, the way you feel about that one.
Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA. More your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
A Pennsylvania funeral director pleaded guilty to taking photos with bodies being prepared for burial as part of a joke for her friends. Angelia Stewart avoided prison but will instead spend up to 10 years on probation after pleading guilty to 16 counts of abuse of a corpse. Prosecutors said that Stewart took photos of the bodies last year at the Lantern Man and Allen Funeral Home and then showed them to her friends to, quote, gross them out. One of the photos sent to friends showed a corpse whose organs had been removed, while another included a body covered in maggots. The sentence was imposed after several people spoke about being devastated by the photos taken of their loved ones. I don't think she's going to change without being forced to think about what she's done. Some of the photos that Stewart shared were of Finnegan's late husband. Jeez. She's on probation, and the only thing she is forced to do now is not get caught. Besides spending the next 10 years on probation, Stewart will have to serve 250 hours of community service and give up her funeral director's license. Our question, why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So, about 7 years ago, allegedly, I was engaging in selling some illegal substances out of my home in a northern county of this state, and pulled up to the alley behind my house and watched as the police officers that had their vehicles fanned around my house kicked my door in.
So you pull up as this is happening, and do they notice at any point that you're there?
Actually...
Well, hold on, wait a minute. Your phone just took a giant crap on us. We can't hear you. Did the police...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you. The police know you were there?
All right, try to call us back. Mm-hmm.
Why were the police there to arrest somebody? 844-999-OLA.
I only ask because you know how dumb some people are. Rather they post the crap on Facebook, you know, some guy like, hey, what are you doing to my door? Looking for you. Hello. Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hola.
So when I was in college about 20 years ago, we had a house with about 4 or 5 guys, and we had an apartment in our basement. And every couple months or so, we'd have a police officer would stop by and ask if the housemate was there. And I'd just tell him, hey, he's got a separate apartment in the basement. He's got a door run back. And they're like, well, we're just keeping an eye on him. The gang is in the car. They said, you know, where's parole officer? I pretty much could have made a Rolodex of all the cards I had from this guy. Well, a month after this, after he moved in, I got a knock on my door about 5 a.m. and I ignored it and yelled him to go away. And they pounded on the door again and yelled at the cops. And I went up to the door, my underwear opened the door, and they pushed me aside. I looked out my front yard and I had cops parked in my drive all over my grass. And they had a canine unit and everything. And they pushed through and ran down to the basement door, kicked it open, asked if he was there. And obviously he wasn't, but I ran into his girlfriend a couple weeks later when she was working at Burger King and asked what happened. She was, oh, he killed a guy. You're not going to see him anywhere anytime soon.
Okay, well, I'm glad that she was comfortable, like dating a killer. You know, like, have it your way.
Yeah, and the police actually gave me, when they left that day, they gave me their cell phone number. They said, call this number, we'll be there faster than 911.
Did you ever find out, like, who it was that he killed or where it was or why it happened?
We never found out why it was, but we could hear everything going on in the basement. One time he was beating his brother up with a baseball bat.
Jesus.
So we called the police on him on that one as well. But we never found out who he killed, but he had a nice little lucrative side hustle selling weed and stolen bikes. So I helped the landlord remodel his basement afterwards and found all sorts of great stuff to sell.
Damn. Okay.
Damn, murder. That's
we had somebody who was removed, same situation, a college house, 5-6 people in it. There was an apartment downstairs in this house that was the basement apartment, but there was another door down there that also had a washer and dryer that was used for all the apartments were in this big ass old Victorian home that, honest to God, probably was built with 8 bedrooms. I don't know.
Sure.
Didn't look like much from the outside, but when you got in there and you got up to the attic and everything, there was a lot of room in there, but the guy downstairs was a separate unit. And we'd had knocking on the door, too, as far as officers asking about if there was any suspicious activity in our house or if anything. If we known the neighbor, if we ever met him. We met him a couple times, never really saw him, blah, blah, blah. And then one day, man, the cops were there, and he was gone, and his stuff was gone, and they came and they took all his things away. And the difference was that you couldn't get online and go, okay, what is in the community blotter here? Or, like, what happened? And we never could figure out what that guy did, what his deal was. So then it became like speculation, and then the speculation becomes folklore, and then it's like, well, I heard he was this, and oh yeah, I knew a buddy who did that, he was that, but we never saw the guy again. Assumed he got hauled off to jail. And
but if you had to guess, what would you think? And you hate to say it, but we talk about your old neighbor Sam, right? And
yeah, well, we know
if
what
Sam
he
got hauled on. I've never seen this guy Sam do anything, but if he got arrested, I would have a very general assumption about what I believe this guy was taken away for.
Nothing externally that would give you a clue, and I didn't know him well enough. Nobody knew him well enough to be able to get a read. So nobody, he didn't look like out of the ordinary,
right?
But there was no clue because most people didn't know. Nobody knew him.
Seems so, like that's a murder.
You know, our talks are like, hey, how's it going? You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, how you doing? Walking in and out. It wasn't never anything more than that.
Huh.
And we'd always invite him to parties and stuff. Like, look, man, sorry. And that was basically the conversation. Look, man, there's people coming over tonight. It's going to be loud. We know you're above you. We'll try to keep the music down, man. If it gets too much, just come up, let us know. By the way, you're invited. Come on up. We're going to have pizza. We're going to have beer. And he never posted.
But now you know why.
Well, because of something.
Well, no, because look, if I know the cops are looking for me, I'm not going to go to a college party because inevitably, right, 50% of them, the cops show up for a noise complaint first. But it's just the point, I don't want to be somewhere where the cops are actively going to be called, whatever's going on. And then the other thing is, one of the nice things maybe about having a fugitive as a neighbor is that no matter how loud your party is, they are not going to call the cops.
I will say this, where I was in West Virginia was not the biggest town in the world. The truck that was out in front of our house was a truck that you would think was like in a Mad Max movie.
Right.
You're like, I didn't know they had one of these things. Where did this come from? It looks like, you know what I mean, like it's from space. Why are the police there to arrest somebody?
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.